הייתי בקבע שלו בעולם. לא של נועם אלימלך.
תזק, היום?
הלילה.
הלילה?
בכבוד.
אני הייתי בקבע שלו.
אני פרמישן.
קחתי את הבת שלי שם, לפני שהיא חזמה.
שבת, כל שבת, פרשת החודש. פרגרף, גנבידן סקר ספר תורה. תפס מצווה לתשם שור דם ישראל. איניג'י. היום פורטניס מצווה לצרוש חודש. בגמרא תזוס. Will the Torah should have started with this mitzvah? We do know the Torah starts with Bereshit Bara Elokim Lashemayim Et Haaretz. Hashem created sky and earth. Really, the Torah should have started this week's parasha with this paragraph that we're going to read. Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This month is Rosh Chodesh. What it means. Nizan, his so-called is going to be the new year. Until now, Tishrei was the new year. We like to think Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Here Hashem said, no, every mistake. Let me tell you something. It was. Real Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Nizan. Take the Torah on Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh. And read about it, that Hashem said, this is Rosh Chodesh, this is Rosh Hashanah. Rishon Lachem Chodesh Hashanah. So the way the Gemara explained the sentence, it goes like this. Hashem Lom Shal Rabbeinu Nisim, Moshe Ben Amon, tell you about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh? Till now is not Rosh Chodesh? No, it's not Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean, not Rosh Chodesh? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in Egypt? No, not Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara says Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon. And this was when Rosh Chodesh comes. You see a little moon like in the shape of a banana. Moshe, you see? This is when Rosh Chodesh is. Says the Gemara, Moshe didn't understand exactly, and Hashem had to show it to him with his finger. Rosh Chodesh. This is Rosh Chodesh, this is the Levana. You see, Moshe? I said, what's so hard to understand it? I don't understand. Hashem to show Moshe the moon. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim means also the month of Nisan as well the moon. Moshe, you see the moon? That is the moon. I said, what is the moon? I don't understand. Do I see the moon? You did see, I see a moon. So what if tell me to see the moon? What does it mean exactly? You should know this mitzvah is the first mitzvah that was given to us in Egypt, and that's the first mitzvah the Torah should have started with it. And the reason why the Torah again started with Bereshit Bara Elokim is to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole owner of earth, of universe, and therefore the Goyim one day will come and say, who owns Israel? Israel is Palestine. I say, Israel is Palestine. Hashem, he is the owner of the world, and he decides who will get the world, and Hashem gave the Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael. It's not to do because we took it from the Goyim, we didn't take it, it's irrelevant. Again, the Torah should have started with it. What's so important about it? If you say it's important because to know where the Mo'adim are going to be, Shabbat is much more important than Mo'adim. It's not so important. Will the Torah should have started with Shabbat? If what is more important, that's the first thing should have started. So Shabbat is the first thing. The other mitzvot maybe. What do you know about Rosh Chodesh? Nothing. Rosh Chodesh and the moon? I really don't need the moon. It's a calculation. A person can calculate by himself when it's Rosh Chodesh. You don't need the moon. Let's Chazanish figure out by himself. You know, the hardest halachot that we have It's called Kiddush HaChodesh. To know exactly when the moon comes out, in case you don't see the moon, and to know the whole calendar, is a major wisdom. And the Gemara says, this is the wisdom from Israel, they can figure it out. Today with the computers, it's a bit easier. And the Gemara says, Chachmei Israel, you know, you look at Chazon Ish, you open Chazon Ish book. Chazon Ish did not go to college, not university. And you open up this halachot of Kiddush HaChodesh, the book of Chazon Ish, at the back. You see all these geometric things that people learn in university, with all the pictures and the drawing, Chazon Ish did by himself. Wow. By himself. Mm. One of the smartest people in the world said that Chazon Ish had the same brain as Einstein. But so that the questions Chazon Ish had is like Einstein, but the answers that Chazon Ish has is much greater than Einstein. Uh-huh. Much greater. And you read it, you take the book of Chazon Ish, you look in the back, astonished. He didn't go to school. Only went to yeshiva all his life, from age one. How did he figure out all the adding? And dividing and multiplying everything by himself. And this is Rosh Chodesh. So again, Hashem gave us a mitzvah. I said, Moshe, you see this moon? It's Rosh Chodesh. I said, this is going to be Rosh Chodesh by looking at the moon. You see this moon? I don't need the moon. Sorry, I don't need the moon. I can figure out myself. And actually, the Gemara said, wow, what happened if people don't see the moon, unless it was cloudy or any other reason? Chachamim couldn't figure out exactly when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. But only Gemara says, only if you don't see the moon, then Chachamim are going to postpone Rosh Chodesh. Meaning like this. Rosh Chodesh will be, let's say this coming or next week, Rosh Chodesh will be a Thursday. Okay, let's say, if we will not have a calendar. I have a calendar. This is the halacha. Two Beit Knesses that would see the moon, they would come to Bedin, where the Bedin is in Yerushalayim, if in Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and tell the Bedin, we saw the moon. They bring them inside the room, and they investigate them to see that they are fools, as much as we can. And then Bedin is announcing Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
What happened if visitors don't come? And we didn't know according to calculation when is Rosh Chodesh. So they decide the following day is Rosh Chodesh. Following day is Rosh Chodesh. It's not true. Didn't you calculate? It should be today. Okay, today the witnesses didn't come. Okay, didn't come. So announced today. No. It's Rosh Chodesh should be today if witnesses will come. If witnesses don't come, Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow. This is all kind of messed up. The calendar is messed up. It's not true. The whole thing is not true. In our time, we have a calendar. Even our calendar is messed up. Hafetz Chaim writing his commentary. And he says the calendar is not accurate. Not accurate. I don't know if you know, but I think maybe 700 years ago, some people celebrated Pesach one night, some people celebrate Pesach another night. They didn't have a calendar. They didn't. They argue with the calendar. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his book, Mishtavua, and says the calendar is not accurate. Hopefully Mashiach will come because we're going towards the year 6000, and says it's not accurate. Whatever you think, it's not a Chodesh. Sometimes we see ourselves, sometimes Rosh Chodesh comes too late after the birth of the moon. Sometimes a day and a half. You know, when we say Birkat HaChodesh on Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh, we have to announce when is the birth of the moon. Sometimes the birth of the moon is much earlier than Rosh Chodesh. I says, well, otherwise the calendar is going to be all messed up. Okay, I don't need this headache, I don't understand what the headache is. I said, leave it alone with the moon now. Calculate by yourself everything in a calculation, you announce Rosh Chodesh. No, we have to have two witnesses. Why are you two witnesses? It's only a headache. Rosh Chodesh is a mitzvah. Fine. I can figure it out for myself when it's Rosh Chodesh. I don't need it. The Gemara says, well, if you know the Gemara Maaseh Rosh Hashanah, the whole Mo'adim, that we have 2 days of Chagim, we have 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Shavuot, you know what it is? Because witnesses did not come. Witnesses did not come. I don't need witnesses, sorry. Sorry, I don't need witnesses. I can figure out myself when it's Rosh Chodesh, I know when Pesach is. Not just today, I know 25 years also I can figure out. So you can figure out everything. I said, what do you need this mitzvah to announce Rosh Chodesh by looking at the moon? And you know the calculation, and you still need the 2 witnesses. If they don't show up, you would postpone Rosh Chodesh the next day. He says, no, 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 announce it today. The calculation is today. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. And it's the first mitzvah that we got? Well, let's do the first mitzvah. This mitzvah was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Moshe and Aaron, Beretz Mitzrayim, and more. He said, listen, Moshe and Aaron, listen, announce, go downstairs now, tell Am Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh, in Egypt, before the redemption, as preparation for redemption, you have to know, that's what Ari says, called Parashat HaChodesh, this Shabbat you take the Sefer Torah, they're going to read about this paragraph of Rosh Chodesh, that's a preparation for Yishua and Gula. As well, if you remember that he says, Parashat Shkalim is connected Yud of Yudke Bavke, and then Parashat Zachor is connected Hey, and Parashat Parah we read last week is connected Vav, excuse me. And Parashat Zachor is connected Hey, now you have Hashem's name Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, fulfilled, complete, get ready. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's over the mount with the Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. And says the Geula is Simchu Hashemayim Metagel La'aretz, everybody's happy. Says me, Mashiach's coming. Everything is complete only because Parashat HaChodesh. Parashat HaChodesh. I don't understand what it is. I don't want to see the moon. I don't want to see the moon. I don't want to see the moon. Nothing to do with the moon. It's cloudy. I don't need it. But no. Let's the first mitzvah. Again, the Torah should have started with that mitzvah. I really don't know what people think. You know, the Gemara tells us, Am Yisrael came out of Egypt was Thursday morning. Thursday morning. Shabbat HaGadol was the 10th of Nisan. We left Egypt Thursday morning. Okay. You can say it was, maybe accidentally, maybe, that happened to me. Okay. So if you go back, when Hashem is now talking to Moshe and Aaron, tell them Rosh Chodesh, was Wednesday night. Wednesday night, Rosh Chodesh was on Thursday, 2 weeks later, is Pesach, he came out of Egypt in the morning. I mean, again, coincidentally. Come to Gemara and tell us like this. You know, we say Rosh Chodesh is a major thing. Ari says, according to the Zohar, he had a boost on Rosh Chodesh, a boost in your liver, in your nefesh. On Shabbat, you get it. Get in your neshama, Mu'adim, you get in your ruach, in your heart. And Rosh Chodesh, you get a boost in your liver, in your nefesh, the responsible of the whole system to work, the blood, and everything else, as the Rosh Chodesh, the term. As well as Chol HaMoed, it's like Rosh Chodesh. Especially mitzvah do on Rosh Chodesh, Seudah, Rosh Chodesh, it's change the clothing. They have a better clothing on Rosh Chodesh. Ladies don't walk on Rosh Chodesh. I said, Rosh Chodesh is really a holiday. And we suffer Rosh Chodesh. We start Rosh Chodesh in the Mechat. That's one kapara. It's a kapara. Kapara? Not kapara? Not kapara? Kapara is Chodesh. It's not kapara. כן? אז משה קודברו, וביגס מקובלים. וביגס מפולריקים. אין צוות, הם בנספה של תפילה אז כל יום כיפור קטן. אז יש לנו את זה בפרוש חודש, 8 times a year, I think, that we should say, יום כיפור קטן, you say this special תפילה in the סידור, the ספרדים don't have it, we don't have it in our סידור, but the אשכנזים have it. סימן זה ספרדי made it. כמו שכותבו, זה לא, זה ספרדי, he made it. הספרדים don't say it, אשכנזים say it, זה תענית, people do tanit, they take the Torah, they take the David Baichal, they go to Brooklyn, a few minyanim, every Rosh Chodesh. What is this? It's called Yom Kippur Katan. Kippur Katan? What's called Yom Kippur Katan? Yeah. Rosh Chodesh is coming. Zman Kapara. Er Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. It's type of Chai Vissan. It's very, very strong about it. Somebody came to Stapler and said, oh, my brothers died young. I'm afraid I'm dying. So Stapler told him, he said Yom Kippur Katan before Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to die. Right. He kept saying it. And one month he forgot to say. Came Rosh Chodesh, he told his wife, I forgot to say Yom Kippur Katan. I'm dying. Die right away. The sickness in the family, that sickness is a clear in the family to die young. A few times in Israel, Jewish people had some kind of hardship. Chaim Kanievsky said, Yom Kippur Katan, please, before Rosh Chodesh, say this special tefillah. That's about half an hour, 40 minutes. Must say that. What is it? It's called Yom Kippur Katan? Yeah. What did you say? You said, Rosh Chodesh. Zman kapara l'chol otam. Hashem gave you Rosh Chodesh to have kapara. What's kapara? I don't understand. It's not kapara. Kapara is once a year. No. Chafetz Chaim said, Yom Kippur Katan is very important. You must say it every day. Every month, almost every month. The month we don't have tachanun, we don't say it. They say, what is it all about? The Gemara tells the secret, a big secret. It's hard to speak about this. It's a very sensitive subject. But the Gemara at home, you can take the Gemara at the Gemara Cholim, page 60. 60b, but the Gemara says. One of the sacrifices that we bring on Rosh Chodesh, it's called Seir Rosh Chodesh. Bring a goat, but the Midrash is sort of it. What is it? What? But anyway, every holiday we bring a goat for kapara. So every time it's maybe different. Rosh Chodesh, what's Rosh Chodesh? It says Hashem asked us to bring a kapara, the Beit HaMikdash. What is it all about? So again, this is a very sensitive thing. It's very hard to speak about this. But I'm just quoting the Gemara. Akatim who said, please bring a sacrifice for me. I made, if we may say, a mistake. Can you imagine Hashem said a mistake? Mar says, what mistake you make? What mistake did you make? Mar says, Hashem said, you know what? The first Wednesday, I created the sun and the moon. I think exactly what they appeared in the sky Wednesday, and the moon came over to me and said, me and my colleague are the same size. This is impossible that me and my colleague, we all called kings, and we should be the same size. Impossible. Two kings cannot rule. I am the moon, and my colleague is the sun. I don't think it's right to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, this is the Psukim, Lahor Gadol V'Lahor Katan, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, you don't like it? Go make yourself smaller. And Hashem so-called told the moon to make it herself smaller, and she made herself smaller. So Rahman writes, we say it in Tefillah, Shabbat, נקל לנו כל המעשים עושים במה רצון כוניהם. זה אומר, don't think the time the moon are just objects in שמיים. They have energy inside themselves. They are like people. They can do whatever they want. Actually, Yeshua said it, says the Gemara a few times. It means like this: Hashem said to the moon, you don't like it to be the same size as you call it? No problem, go make yourself smaller. Says the Gemara, that statement that Hashem said to the moon, make yourself smaller, Hashem says, I so-called need a kapara. Again, you have to be very, very careful saying those things. But again, this is the Gemara says. Havi u'alai, please bring me a kapara. Al shemi, I can hear it as one now because I made the moon smaller. I said, what is it all about? What's, just to understand the surface, what does it mean? What does it mean exactly? What does it mean? She made it smaller. So. What does it mean? The Chachamim say like this. Chatam Sefer says it, the Chachamim say the same thing. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called regrets. That if you may say, he insulted the moon. Whatever it means. Again, be very careful talking like this. But let's what the Gemara says. On Rosh Chodesh, this will bring a goat to the Mikdash. And this goat was slaughtered and was eaten by the Kohanim. It's called Seir Rosh Chodesh. And so what's the Kavana when the Levim is to slaughter? The Mikdash says as well. And the Kohanim ate it. He said, what Kavana you have now? What is it goat for? And he says, you must have this Kavana. This Kavana is a Kapara, so called for Hashem. Whatever it means. I don't know what it means, but let's Gemara says. That happened on Wednesday afternoon. On Wednesday, you say in the morning, Hashem so called brought to universe the sun and the moon. And Wednesday afternoon, whatever it was, the moon came to complain to Hashem, and then Hashem made it smaller. And that is really what Rosh Chodesh is all about. Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh because it's called Seir Rosh Chodesh. Because it's the goat. During the day, during the month, we don't bring anything unless it's a holiday. So what Rosh Chodesh is different? Today's Rosh Chodesh. What do you know about Rosh Chodesh? What is this? The Tamidah says to bring a goat. Also brought some other animals, the Musa. But what is called Rosh Chodesh? Man kaparal chordolotam. It's a kapara. What's kapara? Hashem so-called announced Rosh Chodesh is a kapara. Hashem announced it. Hashem said, so-called, if we say again, Hashem said, I need a kapara. Let me do this. Hashem wants us so-called to help him to have forgiveness for himself by bringing the goat. Bring the goat, Hashem is going to have a kapara. That's the secret, if you remember, also on Rosh Chodesh, and Moshe is going to open the Mishkan, happened to be this week, Parashat Pekudei, but the Torah tells us the story how it happened on a few weeks after Pesach, Parashat Shmini, we're going to read, and Moshe opened the Mishkan. Was Rosh Chodesh Nisan again. And that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Nadav Abihu, the children of Aaron, did not behave, and they died. And all of a sudden, Moshe found out that Aaron and the rest of the children, Tamar, and Azar b'Tamar, they did not eat the meat of Seir Rosh Chodesh. Gemara says like this, was Rosh Chodesh? Nisan. First time. Open the Mishkan. What happened? Two of our children died. Okay. Moshe found out that one of the sacrifices that was slaughtered got burned. So the Gemara, which one got burned? The Gemara says the one of Rosh Chodesh. Moshe was furious. Moshe was upset. בראש תרש משה. אז משה was very upset. Where is it? I said, what's the big deal? What do you want from it? So it didn't happen. Okay, now. So it happened, it's burning. So what happened? The Gemara says, the Kohanim had to eat the sacrifices. Says the Gemara, because somebody brings a sacrifice with the Middash. And it's an edible sacrifice. Ba'alim mevim, oh. כהנים שוממים, בעלים מתכפרים. The coin used to sacrifice it and eat it. And then the owner has a kapara. But the coin eat the sacrifices, that's halacha. They have to eat it with mustard only. You can't just have a piece of meat. The Moshe Rabbeim says the Gemara, a coin had to eat meat with mustard. It's very important if you know. A person when sits down and eats meat, it's important to have mustard. Because the person like, can feel it's in Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash, you may not eat meat without mustard. So the Gemara, what is it all about? It says, Kohanim ochlim, balim, v'achlu otam asher kupar bahem, says the Torah. The pasuk in Torah. Kohen eats, then the owner has a kapara. Ikhem Hashem, he says, look Hashem. Look, Mr. Cohen, please sacrifice for me this goat and eat it. Then so-called Hashem is going to have the kapara. Because the Cohen eats the owner. Who is the owner? Hashem. And therefore the Torah tells you, this don't happen Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Here. This is Parashat HaChodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Look what's going to happen next year. You're coming out of Egypt this year. Next year, this time, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you know what's going to happen? This sacrifice, this goat is going to get burned. I said, what happened? I'm supposed to eat it. And I said, that's what Moshe was so furious. Moshe demanded, said, Where is it? I said, what's the rush? Moshe, what's the problem? Oh, that's the problem. I understand. The problem is that if you didn't eat it, so holy if you may say such a thing, the owner does not have a kapara. And therefore the Torah says, I answered him, listen, you couldn't have kapara if I eat it because I'm mourning on my sons. So there's no kapara. That's the secret of it. So again, the Torah should have started with a paragraph about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not what we think. Rosh Chodesh is a major, major day. This is the day that Hashem so-called requests from us that we should do something for him, we should have the kapara. Because so-called, he insulted so-called the moon. Because if just, you know, he told the moon, go make yourself smaller, Hashem could have said to the moon, okay, now make yourself bigger. Yeah, but the insult man, you can fix it so easy. So Hashem shows us how important it is, the relationship, so-called, between entities, that even Hashem is so-called, we may say, upset about himself. And he told the moon, go make yourself smaller. It's a secret. So it means like this. Chaim tells like this. Look, the moon is, every Rosh Chodesh, the moon is small. And every day the moon, if I may say, gets bigger and bigger until the 15th day of the month. And then it goes down again. And so what is it all about? Of course, you can say, you know, scientists, Hashem made it. So you must tell what it is. The first day of the moon, it's small is Avraham Avinu. Second day of the month is Yitzchak, then Yaakov. And then after Yaakov is Levi. And after Levi is God. And then Moshe. And then you go up. No, I'm sorry, it's a mistake. It's Yehuda. After Yaakov is Yehuda. And then it goes up up to Shlomo. 15 generations, we climbed. After Shlomo, we slide down. It's Shlomo, son of Rehavam, and then down even the son of the Tzadikim came until the 30th day. The 30th generation Tzidkiyahu, the Midrash was destroyed. What it means like this: Rosh Chodesh is the beginning. That beginning is the relationship between us and our behavior has an effect on the behavior of the moon. So it means like this. Hashem told Moshe, Moshe, you see the moon? I said, what's about the moon? You see how small it is? He said, you know why? You know what happened? The first Wednesday. You know today's date, Moshe? Wednesday. Hashem on Wednesday told the moon to get smaller. Today is Wednesday evening. Hashem shows Moshe, Moshe, you see the moon? He says, I see the moon. Let me tell you, this is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Mitzvah Kapara. Rosh Chodesh is Teshuva. Rosh Chodesh is Yom Kippur Katan. Rosh Chodesh means that our behavior has an effect on the moon. If we behave, I'll tell you what it is going to be. You climb, you climb, you climb, you climb. In 2 weeks it's going to be Pesach. The moon is going to be full. And the Mashiach will come. But you have to feel for each other and you have to behave. And then Moshe comes to us and told us, listen, what I want you to do is on the 10th day of Nisan, go, that's a part of it we're going to read. Go take a sheep, or go tie to your bed, this is go get rid of the Avodah Zarah, behave to each other, and then the moon will never go back. The moon will stay full. The reason what we think every day, every time we think, I see the moon is getting bigger, smaller, it's from Hashem. And Navi says, when Mashiach will come, the moon is going to come back to its size, never going to get smaller. Even though the earth will hide, forget about it. It's Pasuk in Navi. Yeah, all Banat Yorah Hamah, that's what we're saying in Birkat Levanai. So you don't understand how important is Birkat Levanai. That's the whole power of Birkat Levanai. We ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Levana should get to its full size. That's what you worry about. What do you need it for? Because that resembles, so called, that we behave. If we behave, so called, Hashem has a kapara. If Hashem has a kapara, the moon is going to be full. The moon is going to be full, so that the whole world is going to get fixed. And that's the Gemara says, look, Torah should have started with this paragraph, Rosh Chodesh. What's the problem with Rosh Chodesh? It's the first mitzvah that we got. Yeah. The first mitzvah that you got is because you want Hashem to have a kaparat. Means you understand that your behavior has to be 100%. If you insult somebody, or maybe the other things that cause the Kadosh Baruch Hu to do it, Hashem regrets it. And therefore, Hashem gave us this mitzvah, I said before, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, take a Sefer Torah. Read this paragraph. So what is this Rosh Chodesh? What is Rosh Chodesh? What kapara? So if you worry about Hashem's kapara, Hashem gives you kapara. Zman kapara lechol todot ha'am. You're going to get kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us our behavior. And so Gemara says, Tzeke Bet HaMikdash is not here. People did not behave to each other. So what is it all about? What is it? It means nothing. It means this is the moon. This is the moon. That's how important for Hashem the relationship between us, that Hashem himself regrets his behavior. And therefore, Hashem gave us this mitzvah. Look, Rosh Chodesh is by looking at the moon. So why the moon? I don't know how to calculate it. I don't need it. You don't understand. Hashem wants you to look at the moon, glance at the moon. And says, you, why the moon is so small? What happened? Hashem insulted the moon. Hashem regrets it. So what you got to do, you got to shape up now. You got to get a better person. Then you see the moon grows, because that's the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the moon should get to its full size and stay like this. And that is the whole power of the moon. And actually, Shtei Shulchan Aruch, you know, Birkat Levana, is the only mitzvah of Shtei Shulchan Aruch that you have to feel very well, and so-called Shalom Tzadvich Mevusham, and you have to dance. Doesn't say you have to dance with the lulav, doesn't say you have to dance in the sukkah, but it does say you have to dance Birkat Levana. I don't understand what you say, because I see the moon, I have to dance. Nothing to be proud of it. If the moon will be full, no, okay, maybe. But a small moon, I have to dance now. I said, yeah, because you see, it's a reminder for you that you're going to climb up. That's what the end of Katamana, we say this pasuk. The Navi says, as the end, the moon is going to grow back. It's going to grow back because Hashem is going to fix it. But why Hashem is not fixing it now? Because we don't behave. And let's see Rosh Chodesh, this gold that was brought to Beit HaMikdash. Every Rosh Chodesh is to remind the lesson, the moon is too small, the moon is too small. So by, only by looking at the moon, you can get it into your head. The job that we have to do is to fix our behavior. And let's read the Ramad Har Sinai. The Gemara says, Har Sinai, we were united. United, the tikkun, the correction is complete. So happened to me, the Gemara says, happened to me that the day we came out of Egypt was Thursday morning. 2 weeks before was Thursday morning was Rosh Chodesh. It means Wednesday night, this is when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. It is the same day that Hashem created so-called the moon, the sun, the moon. And Hashem made the moon smaller. Hashem told Moshe, okay now, Rosh Chodesh. So it's really this called Bereshit. As you go back to creation and to understand the power of the moon and the sun is the head brain, and you have to be careful even to insult an object. Okay. Who said it? The Gemara said it a few weeks ago, in Parshat Yitro. Torah tells you, when you build an altar, don't build steps to go on the top of the altar. This is why. Because you're embarrassing the stones. Embarrassing stones? Yeah. By lifting your feet and climbing upstairs, you have to understand you're insulting the stone. The stone doesn't like to see it. So we have this special halacha only by altar. By an altar. But you should know, the Gemara says, that an altar gets insulted. Of course, there is an altar, the steps made from stone. And the stone means that the person needs to be, it was a person before, in life before, a person became a stone. But still, to see how Hashem is worried about our behavior, and let Chachamim say this before the Gula, Hashem the Gelaretz, as says, hey, it's complete, Hashem is complete, is because we're going to fix our behavior to Hashem.